Blog Talk Radio.
So go ahead and start talking. We're on the radio.
Oh, we are?
Wow. We're on Black Power Radio, live from Spring Breakout, Black Future Week. What's up, Marky?
What's up?
Hey, so go ahead and tell me how you're doing.
Okay, we're going to be talking about talking to Anthrax, a Portland rapper, you know. Never heard him before, but.
All right, peace, love you. So we're talking to Anthrax today. He's a local rapper here in Portland, Oregon. You might see the picture of him and the homies. They are co-sponsors of our Black Future Week. And so Marquise is going to be doing an interview with him. You got him on the line, Marquise?
Yeah.
Right on. So go ahead and hit the microphone.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Is that it? On the line?
That's me. It's Thrax on the line. What's happening?
What's happening?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, man. What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. You know what I'm saying? Good to be on the radio.
So,
yeah, I got to be talking about the Spring Breakout. You know, yeah.
Thanks, bro.
I just want to thank you for all the stuff that you told, said, and everything. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, what made you decide to come here to the
Excuse me, I can hear you.
What made you decide to come here? How did you get involved with the Black Future Week?
Oh, well, you know, I've been hearing about the community outreach program going on and anything to help my people, you know what I'm saying, I'm down for. And I hear a lot of good things that's going to happen for this community because of you guys, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just down, you know, for whatever. You know, I'm down to go ahead and volunteer my time and everything else I can to help these kids. You feel me?
I feel you. How long you been rapping?
I've been rapping for over 25 years.
Wow, 25.
Yeah, I've been rapping for 25 years. I've won 5 West Coast Hip Hop Awards, Artist of the Year at the West Coast Hip Hop Awards. I've been all over the United States. I've been to Japan twice. I've been to Canada once. You know, it's been blessing me for a long time. So now I got to pay it forward and pay my dues and help these kids save them kids for themselves. You feel me?
Yeah. How do you feel about violence in the community?
It's like this. There's a lot of violence in the community because, for one thing, that we don't have any resources for these kids. So if you don't have anything to do, like Teresa said, if you don't have anything to do with your time and you're young, you're bored, what do when you don't have anything to do? You get in trouble. You know what I'm saying? So we gotta be the people that's gonna fix this. You know what I'm saying? And we gotta give these kids something to do, somewhere to go, somewhere to enjoy themselves and feel safe. You know, and the reason why it's so much drama going on, so much violence going on, because the kids don't have anything to do.
Right.
So, you know, I feel that we got to go ahead and we got to talk about it and we got to be about it and we got to start doing something for these kids, because if we don't, our whole community is going to be lost, which is our kids. You feel me? And we can't leave these kids hanging.
I got another question for you.
Okay.
What can the youth do to get involved in music and other things for not being violent?
Well, this a lot of things you can do is you can go in here and come to this. We're gonna be building a studio for these kids. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be somewhere they can go learn how to write the measures and not just freestyle, because a lot of kids think that rapping is just going to a booth and freestyling off the top of your head. Well, that's not half the stuff. You gotta learn how to write your music. You gotta learn how to read music. You gotta learn how to get it mixed and mastered. And there's a whole lot of stuff to it. And if you want to, we're gonna teach you how to make the music, how to produce the beats, how to mix the music down, how to master the music. There's a whole lot of other things in this music industry that's involved with rap music than just rapping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got something else for me?
Huh?
What'd you say now?
That's what I think what is to do now. Just to get involved and stuff without being involved in stuff.
I can barely hear you.
You gotta talk loud.
Oh yeah.
You put it to your mouth. He's kind of nervous about being on the radio, in fact. We appreciate you calling in and everything. And so what time is the program tomorrow? It's going to be about noon at 311 North Ivy.
Right. It's going to be noon. We're going to be coming there. We're going to be talking to the kids. We're going to be I'm going to let them know about everything that I've been through in my life and you know, and hopefully they can learn about from my mistakes and not have to make the mistakes themselves, you know what I'm saying, and give them some guidance and listen to what they're talking about. See, a lot of people just don't listen to what the kids have to say. And tomorrow it's going to be a lot of – I'm going to talk, but then I'm going to let them talk about what they're going through in their lives, because that's the problem. We don't listen to what these kids are talking about. We need to hear them.
Right.
Hear their voice.
Yeah, we don't have their answers. They got their answers. It's our job to provide them what they need in order to get there, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, I love you, man. And I know tomorrow Marquis will have his radio skills all the way down, and he's going to be broadcasting your program live. So thanks to Ian for checking in with us today. We're going to go ahead and get to our other guests and everything. And I just want to tell you, man, stay safe. Don't forget to pray. And we really appreciate you in our community. Marquis, you got
For sure.
Yeah. Thanks for your talk and everything. I love my permission to the music right now to see what you got.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for having me. Black Power Radio, Lou. Peace.
So don't hang him up.
Oh, you already
just hung up your show. Don't hang him up. Don't hang your
phone. Oh, I didn't do that.
Okay, so your next guest is coming up. And yesterday at Spring Breakout, we had a lecture by youth on protesting. Have you ever heard about protesting? You know what a protest is? So, Marquis, why you can't shake your head on the radio? You got to say, yes, ma'am, I know about protesting.
Yeah.
Or, no, I never did that. But we were talking about protesting, and what we realized is that some of the youth, they stopped protesting. Was like, what were they talking about protesting when we brought that up yesterday? You don't have papers? We're on the radio. So you did a lecture on protesting yesterday, right?
Yeah.
What were some of the thoughts that you had? First of all, introduce yourself to the radio audience.
I'm Rontia. And some thoughts that we had about what's the word again?
Protesting.
Yeah, protesting was everybody wanted to get what they wanted or protest. Oh yeah. Okay. So protest is like when you vote against something that you don't like, and like you say, oh, we don't like this, but you go protest. You go out to the world and tell everybody that you don't like this and you don't like that. Let's talk about racism. We went out. We talked about racism yesterday, and that's an example of protest. Because we go out and we say, oh, we don't like people being racist. Like, white people are, like, back in the day, white people used black people as slaves. And that's probably still going on today, but not that much as it was a long time ago. But that's what we were talking about protests yesterday.
What do you think about what's happening about now? What you think about what's happening in the world now with black people?
Well, out of the movie that I watched, Watch Me Go to Birmingham, it's probably still going on. Like, Well, I think they were talking about that a long time ago, but still, there's places black people still can't go, or like kids go to school and they, well, at my old school, which was Ron Russell Middle School, my colored friends told me, they were like, I don't want to be black anymore. I just want to dye myself white like Michael Jackson did. And I was like, you shouldn't be saying that, because you should be happy about your color and be happy that you're alive and be happy that you're born and not care about your color. Because whatever people say about you, that's their fault. That's not your fault. You're happy that you're alive and you're happy that you're born. And I feel kids shouldn't be worrying about that right now, because, I mean, you are going to learn about it and you're going to deal with it in life, but still, kids shouldn't even be worrying about that.
It's a scary thing, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid, like when we grow up, and kids, like most kids, like when they grow up, they're gonna probably be scared to stand up for themselves, and then the racism is gonna come back. Like black people gonna go back to slaves again. But then again, I know there's some brave people out in this world that will stick up for themselves when they grow up.
Mm-hmm. Black. I love being black.
Exactly, I do too. I have white friends, but I mean, I don't let them say the N word around me, because like that's not appropriate. So it's not appropriate for anybody to be saying. You don't need to be calling us the N word. You could just say our names. Like my first day of school at my new school. This is a real example. My first day of school, at my new school, I got on the bus, and I was standing up. And then this Mexican kid, he came up to me, and he was like, he was talking to his friends in the back of the bus, and he was like, that black girl right there. I turned around, and I said, excuse me. So that was the black person. I was the only black person on the bus before another black person walked onto the bus. And I was like, excuse me, but my name is Montia. And if you didn't know my name before, you could have came up to me and asked me, or gave details about what I was wearing or about my hair. You didn't have to talk about my color like that, because that's straight up disrespectful. He was like, well, I didn't want to come up to you and ask your name. I said, just like I said, you could have described me by my hair or the clothes I was wearing. I said, that's straight up disrespectful. And then now people call me rude. But I don't care what people say about me, because I'm not rude. I came out with the truth.
It's not rude.
And what was rude was about him calling me by my color and not by my name. That was rude.
Mm-hmm. People always do it.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, it's just crazy out in this world, but I'm saying people just need to cut it out. Like, everybody's the same thing. Just like I said yesterday on our live video, everybody's the same color to me. You could be red, blue, yellow, black, white. It does not matter, because everybody's every single color out in this world. I'm green, blue. I don't care what color I am. I'm just happy to be alive and on this earth. And to be, I'm proud. And I know when I pass away, I'm going to go to heaven with God, because I believe in him. I don't care about what people say about me, because I'm happy to be this color. Mm. And I pray every night to have racism go away.
Yeah, I do that too. What you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a doctor, a track star, or an actor or a singer. But I don't think that's all I want to be. There's going to be more stuff that's going to show up that I want to be. So that's not my final decision.
First, you're going to think about graduating college, high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to college. Yes, I'm going to all my schools. Right now I got an A and a B, but I got one F because my teacher, he didn't like my science fair. He told our whole school that he's seen better. and not our whole school, but our whole class that we were in there, he told us, he was like, I've seen better. And I was just like, that's not cool. That's like straight up disrespectful. And then, but I didn't tell him that to his face, but that was my first time ever making a science fair board. And I thought I did pretty good. No, I know I did pretty good because that was my first time, and I believed in myself that I could do it. At first, I was like, I can't do this. I don't even know how to do this. And he didn't give us no examples or nothing until the day before it was supposed to be due. Oh, I did how to smell affect taste. Smell affect taste because when you're covering your nose, then you don't taste it. When you have your nose open, then you could taste it because you have five different tastes on your tongue. You have sour, sweet, yumminy, and I forgot the other two, but yeah. I thought I did good.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. I think he just didn't like the decorations I did on the
I want to thank you just for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Today about
yeah, so radio, it's the radio show. I'm about to let show y'all here talk about this. I gotta find the song first.
Oh, you can try to play it. You know what? This thing don't have sound, so we can't even play the music. Yeah, so listeners, I'm sorry, no music today because the computer that we're using for our studio doesn't have sound. Okay, so who was that last caller that was here, your last interview?
All we did was she talked about how protest, we do protesting with parents around the community in the world. I thought it was good because, in my opinion, it was kind of like saying my prayer.
Yeah, I heard her saying something about prayer and spirituality and stuff like that. Do you think, like, with Dr. King, he was a pastor, right? And so people respected him, but when you look at the videos from when he used to protest, he was being treated the same way that protesters are being treated today. But then when you look at the news and then just general people saying stuff, they're making it sound like the people that are protesting today are violent, even though they're getting the same interaction. Like the people are out there being peaceful, and then the police seem to be the ones bringing the violence. And they did the same thing with Dr. King. So I'm thinking, like, you know how some people are like, why don't you guys do it different? Do you think that there's a different way to do it if you get beat up either way? Or
no, there's no different way.
Like, do you think that the way Dr. King was protesting is the same as what everybody's doing? It doesn't have to be, but, like, what do you see as far as similarity between those protests and the ones that are happening now?
There's a lot of people getting hurt. There's protests. That's all I see now. But since I've been watching the news, a whole bunch of people was helping us.
Yeah.
I was proud of that. Black people on TV with helping black people with their color and all that.
Even the white people helping us out. I know somebody was like, hey, you guys have more white people than black people. And I said, well, a lot of the white people that protest with us, they kind of know that from history that, and they know their people, you know, like they know the character of the people that we're dealing with a lot of times. And they're thinking that we would get hurt if they weren't there. They're like, we got to come there because they would hurt you. And we don't mind, like, kind of protecting you. So some people, like, when we'll have a big protest and some black people will come that never protested before, they'll kind of see, like, the white people and want to leave because they'll be like, what the white people doing here? But what we got to start teaching people is that when people come together, it's uniting for solidarity so that they can be safely in their protest. You know, it's not to, you know, to take over their protest or nothing like that. It's just basically to say that if anything happens, we'll be here to help keep you safe. And, I mean, I think that's pretty cool considering, you know, there's not a whole lot of people that are willing to put their life up to, you know, keep other people safe. So,
How you feel about this week so far? From the meetings we had last week to what you're saying now with, like, the choreography going on and all the noise.
We're about to get their dance call ready for everyone to see.
Heck yeah.
I will be there to see it.
Heck yeah. It's going to be tight. Tomorrow's going to be a big program. And then tomorrow, Stop Mass Incarceration. We got hip-hop artist Toledo is going to be here. He just did a show, well, a song for Hip Hop for Flint, and that's online. We also got Liquid Anthrax, who's like a 25-year rapper here in the community. He's been a victim of violence. His mom was actually killed not too far away from here when he was a child. So for him to come back to the community and do this work for us, you know, that takes a whole lot. And he got a lot of confidence, so I'm hoping that his confidence will help, you know, encourage and empower some other youth. Let me go ahead. I'm going to get one of our other artists that was here part of this weekend to come over and talk to you real quick so you can interview them and ask them how did they feel about some of the programming that's been happening, okay? Thanks for hearing, Marcy. I'll be right back.
As you heard, she's about to go somewhere for me to talk to. Which is really this week has been a nice week. This is my first day here. You know what I mean? The big mama there.
Yeah.
Just answer what I say.
Okay.
I got my next interpersonal interview. She's about to tell her name and all that.
Hello, this is Kendra Payton. How's everybody doing?
Go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to talk to you about how you feel about what's going around the world.
Which part? The police brutality? The bullying? How do I feel about it? You know what? I have mixed feelings about it because it hurts me just to see what's going on in this world. And I put up a lot of videos up on Facebook on stuff that's been happening. I just talked to a little girl who said that she's basically being bullied at school. She had tears in her eyes, and I got tears in my eyes because of it. I'm hurt. I don't like it.
What do you want for this kind of this generation of youth to be instead of being violent and getting violent?
What I want is I want for the kids to calm down. I want. There's a lot of things I want, but it'll never happen if we don't unite. If nobody doesn't stick together, everything's going to keep on going the way it's going now. I'm starting to feel like nobody cares in this world.
Yeah. I've been wanting the same thing too, you know.
I just want them to have a good life, you know. I want everything to change. So, how do I say it? I want everything to change so you guys can go on and have a better life because it seems like everything is going bad. I don't think it's even safe to have kids right about now. It doesn't. I don't know if I'm answering your questions the way you want me to answer them because I'm still confused about what's going on. It's driving me up the wall. I watch these videos. I watch the news and everything is just it's crazy.
You're up for the little.
Like I said, I'm a little nervous about breaking.
516
Oh, look, she's
talking. Oh, he's still on. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's going around. You know, kids nowadays, kids, I don't know why kids having kids right now.
That's because they have too much time on their hands. They're not in the program. Everybody's separate. You know, nobody sticks together. When I was younger, it was like, have you ever heard the saying, it takes a village to raise one kid? So, you never heard it? Well, when I was younger, it was said a lot, it takes a village to raise one kid. When I got in trouble and I did something a couple of blocks down, you best believe, as I'm coming back home, I'm getting chastised by parents that knew the family. Might even get a couple of spankings while I was on the way and then go home and get another spanking because of it. Nobody's sticking together. Some of these parents are out here struggling just to raise their kids by themselves.
All we gotta do is just get this, get everyone together, have kids come together, well, fighting and stuff, gang related, get nothing gang related.
Right, but the thing is, we don't know how to do it. I mean, you try to get the kids together and everybody wants to go off and smoke weed or
go
sell dope or whatever. Everybody's trying to make that big money.
Let me check the toll right here until you be locked up.
You know, the easy way to say it is money doesn't make everything, everybody happy. Money doesn't make you happy. Money can do things. It can't get rid of racism. It can't do anything. Just buy some cereal. I don't even know what's going on with radio.
Well, thank you for thank you for coming to the interview and all that.
You did a good interview. That was awesome. So you were just talking to Kendra Page. I know she's been a co-host on Blog Talk or Black Power Radio a couple of times. What did you guys talk about?
Well, we talked about how this generation what is now.
Okay.
I got another person to interview again. She's about to tell you her name. What's your name?
My name is Jamila Griffin.
Hi. What do you feel about this generation nowadays?
Sorry. I think they're, I don't even know what to say. They're violent. sorry. There's just too much. There a lot.
this generation is too much, but all we gotta do is just get them together and have some fun without fighting, no gaming and stuff, and that.
No, for real, can't have a party without a shooter or something, violence, a lot.
What you like to do?
What do I like to do? I like to dance, rap. Yeah, I love rap. Actually, got a mixtape coming out. Yeah. Well, I'm trying. Just look on my YouTube page. Yeah. Oh, I mean on my Facebook page, you know, she's a little Griffin, but yeah.
So how was your week after Black Matters Community Service?
Actually, it was fun. I had fun with the kids, the people here. We just chilling, having fun, just eating. You know.
How do you think they dance from being?
I think it's going to be fantastic. They actually do a good, put some progress in it. Yeah, they put progress in it. We try to figure out how they're going to do it, though. They're still trying to figure out, but they're doing pretty good. So.
Well, I want to thank you. That's a thank you for being on my talk show.
It's not over.
Hi, I just want to rap to y'all real quick.
The bird, the fire. We put them in retire. Back it up, sir. Cut all the wires.
Yeah, I'm about to have another person to interview again, you know, if y'all, I might have the dance squad from come over here. What's your name?
Pavaria.
Pavaria.
Griffin.
Hi. My name is Marcy Griffin, as you know. I'm on the talk radio with Black Lives Matter. I want to talk to you about how everything is going around in the world and stuff that's happening now.
How do I feel about now? So basically, I feel that the police abuse their power. They abuse their power. They do not respect that. Bye. Have a nice day.
Well, thank you for, I guess, thank you for having you. Yeah, she was scared. I don't know why. But yeah, it's just going to be me and you. I think, as I see, they, I don't know what else to say because I actually took everything out. But I got something to say about how everything is around going around the world now. I'm scared that someone, if the white people get together, like the KKK, and if they try to kill everyone off. That's what I've been scared of the whole time. This could happen. Yeah, this could happen. I've been scared. I've been praying every day since not to happen. I'm scared to walk home by myself at dark. What happens to kids nowadays? As you'll notice, I got arrested one day for some stupid stuff from the police. I was trying to go on the max. And they just started doing some stuff. Like, they choked me. I almost fell across. I almost fell over the bridge. But when I was about to fall, I started using my strength, so I don't fall. Because they was pushing over the bridge, like literally over. And everything. And I was really scared. I was crying because I was scared. They was hitting me with a little, they was kicking me and all that. They bumped my head into the car window. And then when they touched my little sister, Jamila, I spit on the dude. did everything in my power just for not to say, let him touch my sister. I don't play that. Don't touch my sister. I got another person to interview, as you know. Here she is. What's your name?
Eshawn Griffin.
Hi, Eshawn Griffin.
Hey.
I want to talk to you about what's going on in the world now and what's happening this week, like today, 2016. What do you think about what's happening around when black teens are dying now?
I think it's horrible because it's just wrong just to kill other people, but why would you want to kill other people? It's just not that. Especially policing all these white people and everything, kill, shooting all these black people. We black and American. We're not things to shoot. But at least I haven't got shot because I'm super.
Have you noticed that they've been shooting males more often than females?
What do you mean?
Like me.
Oh, me? And it's horrible that they're shooting them. How the world going? I don't know.
Well, they killed more males than females now. But now.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it kill people?
Huh?
Isn't it mean to kill people?
Yeah, it is mean. I don't know why they do it. It's how the system works nowadays. I don't know how.
Well, this system is stupid.
I know.
It's just shooting people for no reason at all. It's just like, why would you want to shoot someone? Like, my name is Eshawn, and I can see. If they shoot me, then how am I supposed to earn my career? Yeah, I can. I'm gonna sing for you guys, okay?
Yeah, I got another question.
Okay.
What do you think about what this generation needs to do to be good and successful?
I think the generation, our black generation, should shake up the Michael Jackson. Oh, no, they shouldn't. I got it all wrong. I think they shouldn't pick up no knife and gun. They should talk. They should try to become president so they won't like the white. Because I hope there's going to be a black president this year again because how people are treating us black people. We need to be cherished. Like, white people be cherished, but black people can't. Like, it's just like weird. They can't be cherished either.
That's good. Well, thank you. I want to thank you for having me on my talk radio show. You know, I'm glad you're.
Thank you.
But I love black people. I love all you guys.
Yeah.
I need another person.
If you want to hear my new mixtape, call me.
Yeah, that little girl, she was only 11 years old. You know, she's been seeing stuff that's going around the world now. And she's scared. She's really scared. Well, I guess Jamila wants to be here. Jamila Griffin wants to be interviewed again. Here she is. I guess she don't want to talk now. Well, bye. Well, I want to talk about what happened. Talk about the shooting that happened on War 6 Deuce. Yeah, that shooting was horrible. Those teams. I don't know why they did it. I don't know. No, I ain't going to say no names. Who was there, because I really don't know. But, yeah. I was scared. I was scared for them. Because I heard that some girls got shot, some other boys and all that. It was so scary, everything. But I don't know why they wanted to shoot at a party, at a birthday party. That was messed up. Shooting at a birthday party. But yeah, I'm still on that. It's messed up to shoot at a kid. A teen, she just turned 17. Birthday party. I think, yeah, she turned 17. Yeah. This generation needs to change a lot. Like, I'm scared for my family, my little cousins, when they grow up, that they're going to notice that there's going to be slavery. Slavery's coming back. It's about to come back. And I don't want it to come back. I want everything to stay kosher. Well, if anyone noticed that more black people are starting to move in Southeast, because they're trying to kick people out of the North. I don't know that lots of people are talking about, but if they are, we already got, we got it all down. Yeah, and everything, it's horrible. This world is cruel. It's like a game to the wealthy people. It's a game to them. It's really a game to them. They really think it's real fun. When if they hear about their family getting hurt, they're gonna say something about it. They're gonna try to kill that person for their family. But if someone else, they're gonna laugh. It's like, have y'all seen the Hunger Games? They're trying to make the world like a movie. Okay. Yeah. Okay. This girl named Jamila, she wants me to tell you about her mixtape. I'm not gonna help her promote her stuff, but her mixtape. She can't rap, sing, she can't do nothing, she can't dance, all she can do is talk all day, she can't do nothing. If y'all know this little girl, Jamila Griffin, she can't do nothing, she just sits there and talk, that's all. I don't know what else to say, but I got more time left to talk, so I'm going to still be talking my own way. It's almost time for us to go, so I think I'm gonna have to close that. Yeah, I'll be here tomorrow, talking on the radio. I might have some more guests. There's some callers and someone interviewing, like a whole bunch. So this is my first time, so yeah, I might as well be. That's why I stuttered and paused on the phone a little bit because I don't know what else to say. But yeah, this thing is a lot of fun. It might go well. It's going to go well. Everything's going to go well. It looks nice inside. You just need more people to join. Like, team, everybody. We need more people to join this community. If y'all want to join, do what you're supposed to tell black teens. I'm talking to the teenagers now. Don't do nothing horrible. Don't talk back to no police officers. I know they're not going to listen, but just do it for a change to see how it feels to be a good person for once. If y'all want to join this community center, just show up. Just show up tomorrow, 10:30, because we're going to be here because this little thing coming. the kids, little kids dancing. They're doing a real good job, as I see right now, because I'm upstairs right now in my studio. My mixtape. But not my mixtape. I'm just joking about that. And yeah, as you just heard, the Edge, well, the group is good. It's real good to talk to y'all, have fun. It's real good. All I want to say, adios, bye-bye. My name is Marquise Griffin, and if y'all want to add me on the book, Facebook, check out Chef Marquise Griffin, CHEFMRQESGRFFIN, a.k.a. Grumpy. That's what it says. And my other one is Marquise Griffin, MRQESGRFFIN. I got two. Instagram. I forgot my Instagram name, but I just do y'all thing. Yeah, we about to pack up and everything right now.
You guys have a nice day.
Hope you have a nice day. Bye.
Have a nice day. Look at my tape. Thank you.
Come see our dance at Black Lives Matter. Bye.